news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The Senate Judiciary Committee on Monday began the first day of confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. The day consisted of 10-minute opening statements from each of the 22 members of the committee, a few witnesses who spoke in favor of Barrett, and an opening statement from the judge herself. The Democrats were virtually united, with all of them using much of their allotted time to defend the Affordable Care Act, which is on the court's schedule for November 10th, and with a Barrett confirmation, would likely be overturned. The Republicans, meanwhile, used their time to criticize Democrats for bringing up Barrett's faith and her association with the Christian group People of Praise, saying it amounted to religious bigotry. I'll point out, though, that not a single Democrat on the committee mentioned her religion, and virtually every Republican did. However, Democrats did frame the Republicans' rush to confirm the conservative Barrett to replace the late liberal justice, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, as an attack on Obamacare and abortion rights. Senator Kamala Harris, the Democratic vice presidential nominee, sits on the Senate Judiciary Committee. She said it was reckless to hold the hearing after two Republican members of the committee were infected with the coronavirus.
This hearing should have been postponed. The decision to hold this hearing now is reckless and places facilities workers, janitorial staff, and congressional aides and Capitol Police at risk. Not to mention that while tens of millions of Americans are struggling to pay their bills, the Senate should be prioritizing coronavirus relief and providing financial support to those families.
Other Democrats said the winner of the November election should appoint the next justice, especially since millions of Americans have already voted. Committee Chair Lindsey Graham said Barrett is excellent, something the country should be proud of. Barrett said justices should apply the law as written and that courts are not meant to, quote, right every wrong. The hearing continues Tuesday as the questioning begins. One of the Democrats' most effective arguments against Barrett's confirmation is the fact that early voting has begun. Georgia, in its first day of early voting on Monday, had massive problems. A technical glitch at an Atlanta voting site and hours-long lines around the state plagued voters all over Georgia. Election watchers have been worried that technical problems, along with pandemic protocols and reduced staff, will create untenable situations for discouraged voters. Thankfully, it seems that some of them will put up with just about anything to cast their votes.
I think people are just really ready to vote, and it doesn't matter how long it takes, we will stand in line to vote. I think that's the most important part. We're voting like our life depends on it.
And then there's this situation in California, where the state's Republican Party has been asked to remove unofficial ballot drop boxes that they placed in at least three counties. Seriously, this is illegal, since only county election officials have the authority to oversee ballot drop boxes. And they point the finger at Democrats, accusing them of trying to mess with the elections? Amazing. In New York, the New York Police Department has told all uniformed members to prepare to be deployed for protests before and after the election, possibly into 2021 if a winner is not promptly and securely decided. Breaking news overnight, drug maker Johnson & Johnson has paused their advanced clinical trial of their coronavirus vaccine because of an unexplained illness in a volunteer. It's the second Phase 3 vaccine trial to be paused in the U.S., but experts say it's not overly concerning or unexpected for adverse effects, even serious ones, to appear in studies as large as this one. Meanwhile, COVID-19 cases are on the rise. And it's not just the physical effects of COVID-19 we have to worry about. A new report claims there will be another surge of COVID-related mental health devastation as well. Increased isolation and tension, coupled with poor access to mental health treatment, could lead to more tragedies like overdoses and suicides. Donald Trump continues to irresponsibly hold rallies and lie to his followers about the danger of infection and just about everything else. 13 states have just set new weekly records for new coronavirus cases. Alaska, Colorado, Indiana, Minnesota, Montana, Nebraska, New Mexico, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, South Dakota, and Wisconsin. As of early Tuesday, the U.S. has recorded more than 7.8 million coronavirus cases and more than 215,000 deaths. This according to Johns Hopkins data. In Montana, New Mexico, North Carolina, Tennessee, and Vermont, the number of new cases of COVID-19 has risen by over 50% in 1 week. And 31 states have reported more new cases of COVID-19 in the past week than the week before. The only states that have reported a drop in new cases are Maine, Texas, and Washington. But Donald Trump is back to doing rallies. In fact, he says he wants to do one every night this week. He appeared on Monday evening in Sanford, Florida, without a mask, and is now proclaiming that he's cured and even immune.
One thing with me, the nice part, I went through it. Now they say I'm immune. I feel so powerful. I'll walk into that audience. I'll walk in there. I'll kiss everyone in that audience. I'll kiss the guys and the beautiful women and everybody. I'll just give you a big fat kiss.
First of all, ew. Second of all, only the beautiful women. He'll kiss all the men and the beautiful women. Ugh. Say, Donald, here's a dose of reality. A woman in the Netherlands died after getting COVID-19 a second time. Oh, and new research published in the Oxford University Press says that they've confirmed 23 cases of reinfection. So good luck with that. On Monday night, Mitch McConnell and his Democratic challenger, Amy McGrath, faced off in a debate. McConnell is coming under fire for laughing during an exchange over the coronavirus when McGrath challenged him over his decision to allow a Senate recess in the spring rather than continue work on new relief measures for those affected by the pandemic.
The House passed a bill in May, and the Senate went on vacation. I mean, you just don't do that. You negotiate. Senator, it is a national crisis. Yeah. You knew that the coronavirus wasn't going to end at the end of July. We knew this. I mean, I just think you've got to. And here's the thing. If you want to call yourself a leader.
So, Bill.
If you want to call yourself a leader, you got to get things done. And those of us that served in the Marines, we don't just point fingers at the other side. We get the job done.
Wow. 3 weeks to go until November 3rd. Please vote. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.